stress I release when I'm on boots. It's all a lot, you don't know what come behind a groove.
It's a lot,
but get wet, little nigga, what I do.
Talk to him. Rewind now.
Border Crossings, and you're listening to DJ Snake and Jeremiah Felton. And Jeremiah's no relations to Eric Felton, I'm sure. Jeremiah, who is best known for a big hit he had called Don't Tell 'Em, is from Chicago, Illinois, and he's doing the singing while DJ Snake is doing the producing and the mixing for a song called The Half. And that is a request from Joni Mulugeta, who is listening to Border Crossings. DJ Snake's real name is not DJ Snake. It's William Grigasin, and he's from Paris, France. Vive la France. And, Bill is his real name, and he's worked with Major Lazer, Diplo, quite a few other folks, Skrillex, and a great DJ producer who is currently working on Selena Gomez's new album that's going to be coming out sometime this year. Joni Mulugeta, thank you for your request here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and hello to Silas Debra. And he is in Accra, and in Accra, they listen to 98.1 FM. He's working at the police hospital. So thank you, Silas Debra, for all your good work, all the stuff you do to keep everybody safe in Ghana and to help everybody out there. I'm Larry London. I mentioned at the start I had some big news for Ethiopia. I want to pass along to everybody, not only Ethiopia, but also to the rest of the worldwide audience, that this afternoon I will be recording an interview with Ethiopia's legendary superstar icon, Teddy Afro. Teddy Afro will be coming here to VOA, and he's in town to accept an award. He's got a new album out called Ethiopia, and Teddy Afro will be coming by. So we will have Teddy on Border Crossings, which wouldn't be made possible without the help of the audience in Ethiopia, because I had a lot of people, Elias and Shady, and so many people who helped me out throughout Ethiopia to put this together. Thank you, everybody who worked so hard, Rita, everybody who behind the scenes got me in touch with Teddy, so that Teddy Afro will join me today, later on, record an interview, and you'll be hearing that interview in the next week or so. And I'll give you more information on that. So that's exciting. I'm excited to meet Teddy Afro. Be a lot of fun later today. All right, here's a request from India and all of our good friends in India, Shasinlo Rengma. This is a band that was put together by Mike Shinoda, and he calls it Fort Minor. And so for everybody in India, including Shasinlo, this is Where'd You Go on Border Crossings.
Barbecue of burgers and ribs, used to have
little party every Halloween with candy by the pile. But now you only stop by every once in a while. I find myself just filling my time with anything to keep the thought of you from my mind. I'm doing fine, and I'm planning to keep it that way. You can call me if you find that you have something to say, and I'll tell you, I want you to know it's a little that I'm stuck here waiting. At times debating, telling you that I've had it with you and your career. Me and the rest of the family here singing, where'd you go?
Crossings on VOA 1.
Just think about
Crossings, Phil Collins. Phil is putting out a new autobiography, and it's called Not Dead Yet.
I plan on reading that. Phil is an outspoken guy.
He is, and he's done some really bizarre things in his life. He told one of his several wives that the marriage is over, did it by fax. Sender of fax. Marriage is over. He's also got a new album coming out called The Singles. And he had retired, but he decided he's coming back from retirement, despite all the things going on in his life.
My crown.
Uh-oh, your crown?
Yeah.
Hold on to that crown.
And Phil is also, by the way, one of the world's experts on the Alamo.
Yes, that's true.
He has this huge collection of Alamo memorabilia.
Yes, so I'm sure he's going to talk all about that stuff, the good stuff.
Yeah.
The interesting stuff, the juicy stuff, all in his new book, which is Not Dead Yet. What a great name for a book, for an autobiography. Not Dead Yet. Phil Collins, by request for Kayunye Muhammad, who is in Uganda listening to Border Crossings today, and said thank you very much for all your music and following your program. Another day in paradise. Depends on what your paradise is. Sometimes you have to travel. Sometimes it's nothing more than sitting in the bathtub.
It's very zen of you.
It is. Well, I'm feeling zen-like today. I want to say hi to Mary Buckman, Abeba Wak, and Joseph Gabetti. Joseph, who is listening in Nigeria to Border Crossings. Ray McDonald is here. It's time for Chart Chat.
All right. So we have one new entry, one holdover from two acts who visited the Hot 100 many times before. And we're going to start off with Miley Cyrus, who's getting a lot of attention these days because she's ramping up the promotion for a new album. And in the process, she is completely reinventing herself. And there's a little bit of controversy attached to that. There's often controversy attached to Miley. We're going to be talking about it after her latest single, Malibu, which soars from 64th to 10th place. Here's Miley Cyrus, Malibu.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. Thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you. The sky is more blue in my sun go down as we're walking. I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change and it'll be us just for a while. When I make a wish, just know if the fish is it supposed to be this high all summer long? Guys, we'll be right back. a brand new start, a dream come true.
Miley Cyrus, Malibu, leaping from 64th to 10th place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. And Larry just handed me a request form from Nairobi, Kenya. Give love to my girlfriend, Irene Sheo, from Nakuru in Kenya. And he wanted to hear Malibu. So there you go. Godfrey Daniel Chiteri.
All right.
Godfrey Daniel Chiteri. So Godfrey, that's for you. Miley Cyrus. Well, I mean, we were discussing Miley while the song was playing, and she did bite the hand that fed her. She consciously, a few years ago, took a sharp left turn from her Hannah Montana days. And, of course, you'll probably remember her twerking with Robin Thicke and the MTV Awards, and then coming out with the Bangers album, which was heavily hip-hop influenced. And then she had another album after that, Miley Cyrus and Her Dead Pets, where she worked with the Flaming Lips. And so she was all over the place, and now she's reinventing herself again for this upcoming sixth album, which I hear is going to be dropping in October. And there's been some controversy about that, because the hip-hop community is saying, well, you used us, Miley. We were just a stepping stone for you. You know, she worked with Mike Will and several other hip-hop producers and talent, and now she's saying, "Well, no, that's not me. This is me. You know, I'm back to you know, my country girl phase." So it's a regular thing when pop artists have a new album; they feel compelled to reinvent themselves, but that reinvention can come at a price if it's not a natural and organic progression. And what this is going to do to her fan following, I don't know. What it's going to do commercially, I don't know. Right now, Miley is getting a lot of headlines. So, I mean, it's rising in 10th place. We'll see what happens.
She's bringing back the old Hannah Montana fans back to her, back to the base, going, you got to be true to your core, true to who you are. I mean, Beyonce's not changed. And people like that, Taylor Swift hasn't, I mean, she did pop country, but it's not a dramatic change for her.
Yeah, she didn't. None of them have changed to the extent that Miley Cyrus
has. And she was doing. She was openly smoking pot and that's photos right. of it. That's and now right. all of a sudden she's wholesome again. And you can shift gears, but it's just too much of a change.
And on the pop timeline, Hannah Montana's Ancient History. That was 10 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be very interesting
risky,
to see what this album.
Risky.
Anyway, continuing our Miley Cyrus news, she will reportedly appear in Ariana Grande's upcoming benefit concert. That's in Manchester. It's scheduled for this Sunday, June 4th. It will also feature Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Pharrell. It seems like new artists are coming aboard all the time. It's going to take place at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground. That's where Beyonce played last year. And all proceeds will benefit victims of the Manchester bombing on May 22nd, which, as we know, took place immediately following an Ariana Grande show. And I have to say, props to Ariana for getting this together so quickly. And she wrote a wonderful letter last week saying that we will not give in to fear and terror. And this is exactly what needs to happen. So good for you, Ariana Grande, and good for you, Miley, for jumping aboard. Continuing the music now, Imagine Dragons are back. And, of course, they have one of the best-selling singles of all time from 2012 with Radioactive. That first album of theirs, Night Vision, sold 2 million. It was huge. And after that, things got a little bumpy for Imagine Dragons, and we'll touch on that after Believer, which holds at number 20. Believer.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. The master of my sea, oh, ooh.
I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took me, shook me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Believer from Imagine Dragons, holding at number 20 for a third week. That's the lead single from Imagine Dragons' upcoming third album, Evolve, which is dropping on June 23rd. This song went to number one on the U.S. Rock Tracks chart. It's gone gold in Australia and New Zealand, and Imagine Dragons performed this song at the recent Billboard Music Awards. Dan Reynolds says they're scaling back their dynamics on this album. He says with their first couple albums, it was a, you know, this massive wall of sound. He says now we're concentrating more on individual sounds and keeping things a little more scaled back. Dan also says he struggled with depression in the past. He says it was particularly bad when they were touring in support of their last album, Smoke and Mirrors, back in 2015. And he says the big action they took was, for the first time as a band, they took an extended period of time off after the tour. And he says that helped, you know, because they went back home to their families. They just took time to relax. Reynolds says that he saw a therapist. And I think any band would be well advised to, you know, get off the treadmill after a while, because it can get crazy. We all know that. They're jumping back on the treadmill, however. Imagine Dragons is going to be touring European festivals this summer. They're going to be hitting a lot of the big ones. And then in September, they will begin their North American tour with Group Love as the opening act. And, you know, Group Love is an up-and-comer. They've had a couple hits. They've been around. So that could be a good pairing.
Now, what was the second album? Smoke and Mirrors. And it didn't do well. They had a minor song up there.
Minor. I mean, compared to Night Visions, it was a major drop-off.
Right.
It's the second album syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to a lot of acts.
And when they performed the song Believer on the Billboard Award show a couple weeks ago, people loved it. They were going crazy for it.
Well, they're a dynamic band in performance.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
All right.
That's very exciting news here on Border Crossings. Leonard Segay checked in from Kenya. Baba Ghana Jr. Maaji also wanted to say hi to Ray. Ray hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown on Thursdays on VOA 1.
Right, right. Hey, everybody.
And I do also want to acknowledge, because Joseph Gabetti told me, that yesterday in Nigeria they celebrated Democracy Day. So thank you very much. Happy belated Democracy Day. Thank you for checking in with us from Nigeria. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I mentioned at the start that we've got none other than Teddy Afro coming in this afternoon to tape an interview, and you will be hearing it soon on Border Crossings. Exciting day here at the Voice of America. Thank you, Wagner. Thank you, Vince. And thank you, Markel. And thank you, Ray. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. Catch you tomorrow. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.